السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. My brothers in Islam, don't forget to donate to سبيل الله in order for us to continue with Ramadan programs and activities in this month of Ramadan. May Allah تبارك وتعالى make it easy for all of us. Brothers of Islam, we thank for the gift of life for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala making today a possible reality for all of us. Today being the number 6 day in the month of Ramadan, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept our ibadah, asana'at of ibadah. Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sustained that we have witnessed Ramadan. And that's why we need to also as well work hard to also gain maximum blessings, rewards from this particular Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, this morning, brothers of Islam, we're going to look at seven things that entitle you for the companionship of the glorious Quran. Seven things that entitle you to be a friend to the Quran al-Kareem. You know, oftentimes many brothers, many sisters do not care to make the Quran their companion. So inshallah ta'ala will be looking at it. In a hadith reported by Imam Ibn Majah from the narration of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلُنَا مِنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هُمْ قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ أهل الله وخاصته. They say, verily Allah has His own people amongst mankind. They say to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are they? Ya Rasulullah. He says, they are the people of Quran, Ahlul Quran. And those are closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. From the above hadith that I just read to you, we will understand how high Allah has raised the Quran al-Kareem. How dear the Quran is to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And has made anyone who devotes himself or herself to the Quran al-Kareem among the people of his own. This is to tell you we have itemized seven things, qualities and habits you need to qualify to be admitted to the companionship of the glorious Quran. This admittance is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by anyone else. And this makes the first point you will be hearing shortly in Qushawan. Once you have this quality altogether, you become ready to be among the companions of the glorious Quran, inshaAllah. And you need to note why you are listening, who are in the intermediate level and high in the Quran reading. No doubt, beginners will definitely find it useful. Those that are beginners will find it very, very useful, the discussion and these things, the seven items we listed for you, inshallah ta'ala. But wait, brothers and sisters, what is the significance of being in the companionship of the glorious Quran? What is the significance of being a companionship of the glorious Quran? The Quran is the word of Allah. It is constitution for every Muslim man and woman should abide by to attain the true happiness in this life and salvation in the hereafter. The Father, it is the word of Allah, make it secret whether you like it or not. When something is secret, anything that associates with it attains some amount of sacredness and holiness. To read more about this, you go to the Quran itself and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Let's now move on to the seven things that we itemize for you that will entitle a Muslim for the companionship of the Quran and the Kareem. And start with intentions and sincerity. Number one is intention and sincerity. It is important to emphasize there is a significant difference between intentions and sincerity. Do you understand? There is two different things, isn't it? Intentions and sincerity. And because they come hand in hand, many a time we mistake one for another and use them interchangeably. They are different altogether. The assumption is that you intend to read this Quran all the time you want to read, or you intend to sit down here and listen to the talk I'm talking to the end of it. The reason why you decided to trouble yourself to listen or to wait patiently to listen to the end of this our talk is what determines your sincerity. Do you understand me? It's what determines your sincerity. Not the fact that you have indeed sat down and waited and listened. You have achieved sincerity in doing that when you've done it to attain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pleasures and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala approval. So these are the difference between intentions and niyyah. If you have however done so for the other objectives of yours, then your rewards are based on the intentions or that intended objectives of you. Some objectives can be to affect the ra, the talk, and what we are saying, whether we evaluate them so that we see to get to know what is he all about. What is he even talking about? Is he making sense? Is he talking in a direction that we comprehend or not? Moreover, brothers of Islam, one can intend to work on the practicing the habits discussed in the other discussions were mentioned, as well as the habit of reciting the Quran often and on. Do you understand me? Once he achieves them successfully, he fulfills his intention, and perhaps people around him will classify him among companions of the glorious Quran. But if he is not doing that to attain Allah's pleasure, then all that will be a waste in vain. So you must do it in order for you to gain Allah's blessing. This is the sincerity we're talking about. The waste of not attaining Allah's pleasure, as he has acquired knowledge, but he did not do it for the sake of Allah. Therefore, brothers of Islam, if you want to be among the companions of the Quran, you should intend wanting to be among the companions of the Quran. Then determine to do that. So to attain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pledges and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala approval. This is crucial. It determines the validity of the remaining qualities and habits. So let's get it correct before moving on. So get it correct before you move on. On the other side, you should know what is truly regarding intention and sincerity is true actions of the Muslim. It is having constant awareness about it that distinguishes you from anyone else. Even when you all come together to do the same art of worship at the same time, in the same venue, in the same place, seeking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessing, you must do it sincerely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake. then you get your reward. Number two, dedicate Quran. You need to dedicate Quran. Dedicate Quran is a copy of Quran which you must obtain for yourself as a companion in the journey to the companionship of the Quran. Your dedicate Quran must be owned by you. You should have it with you most of the time, if not all the time, unless you are reading from your memory or anytime you need to read the Quran. Ensure to do so from your dedicated Quran, the must-have itself. If, for example, because of digital, we are in the age of digital now, isn't it? So you may have your Quran in your phone, that is in your mobile phone. Dedicate a particular one for that particular purpose, and always go into it and read it, regardless or needless to say, refrain from what? Borrowing or maybe changing the Quran, the copies you use, so that it belongs to you, not to anyone else. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you. You should be comfortable taking notes in your dedicated Quran. It is possible and it is also okay. You can take notes. You should also be able to use different bookmarks in your dedicated Quran if they need be. There is no evidence that we cannot write notes in our personal Quran or personal books, especially when they are related to the meaning we make from what we read in the Quran, especially when they help you to read the Quran properly. In fact, the companion did it as well. It is not something new. The companion did it. So you can have your preferred printed Quran, dedicate it, and do the needful, inshallah. Number three, dedicate time for reading. You should dedicate Quran, your time to the Quran becomes useful if you read it from it. Otherwise, it becomes a reference book in your home and office, library. This means that a dedicated Quran requires dedicated time for reading. Your Quran reading becomes more effective if you have a dedicated time for it. You take from morning after Salat to Subih, you want to read some five, you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you read. You can start it from Ramadan. You can start after Zuhr, you recite some portions. After Asr, you recite some portions. After Maghrib, you recite. After Isha, you recite. Before you sleep, depending on how you arrange your time. And maybe after Ramadan, you can say, I'll have 2 periods to recite Quran in my life. After Salat al-Subih, and maybe before I sleep. Those are things you can dedicate a time and allot it to it, so that you can have a best time for you to read Quran. If you want to be companion of the Quran, you must read at least 20 pages from the Quran every other day. 7 days in a week, this will take less than an hour from your time. The good news is you can do this in a divided time. Let's say the whole of the day, you divide that, I will read 20 pages of the Quran. You understand me? Dedicate it and work towards achieving it. 20 pages is recommended amount for anyone who is already fluent in the reading of the Holy Quran. However, if you are at the beginner level, you can read whatever number of pages and lines is depending on your capability and the way you can do it. Furthermore, it is important less numbers of pages than none at all. So no more excuses, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. Isn't it? No more excuse. You can decide to read 1 page in a day. So go and take 2-3 lines and read them. It will be helpful to you, inshallah. Your dedicated time for reading the Quran does not include the time you spend teaching the Quran. Whether you are household, your member, your student, whatever, it doesn't. This is personally your time that you spend on your own. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all. Number four, act like a companion of the Quran. Acting like the companions of the Quran means to follow in the footsteps of the great scholars and teachers of the Quran. Emulate their values, characters, and Quran mission. I suggest that after reading this, after reading your Quran, and after listening to me, and after you have decided for you to take note of what we are saying, you spend some 5 minutes to find a fitness person or anyone that is so okay in order for you to see how your mentality, your physical, whatever it is, so that you continuously trying to do that in your life. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So you need to look for a fitness conscious Muslim possible, behave like the most successful people on the surface of the earth. This will make it so easy and quicker for you. In other words, if you want to be a companion of the Quran, you don't behave like professional fitness coach. You don't behave like other people that are not in the rear. These all behave like a test. You should follow in the footsteps of the real companion of the Quran. This doesn't mean a Muslim cannot be a chef or cannot be a professional coach, but you must have a coach that will teach you the Quran. In fact, a Muslim can combine between multiple specializations and career in your life. However, there is a difference between someone who reads the Quran because he is a Muslim and another one who is dedicating his life for Quran, just like the companion of the Quran who walks out and do not exercise to remain fit. He may also look how to cook or satisfy his desire, but that does not in any way make it him be in the other way. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that man sharahu an al-Qur'anu, that whoever wishes to be pleased to recite the Qur'an as fresh as it was reviewed, to recite it the way of Ibn Ummi Abdu is reported to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended for those companions to learn Quran, and he said, خُذُوا قُرْآنًا مِنْ أَرْبَاعًا مِنْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ وَمَعَاذٍ بِنِ جَبَلٍ وَأَبِي وَإِبْنُ أَبِي كَعْبٍ وَسَلْمَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, learn Quran recitation from four people: Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, ibn Ma'az bin Jabal, Ubayd bin Ka'b, and Salim, the servant of Abu Hudhayfa. That you should learn Quran for them because they are professional in the reciting of the Quran. So you can see that you need a professional to teach you the Quran for you to know the Quran and to be able to read it and be able to follow it the way the Quran is, the way the Quran has been read. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Read about Imam Muhammad Ibn al-Jazari, the bridge of the Quran between the early predecessors and successors of the Quran companion. Read about the contemporary passionate scholars of the Quran. Yesterday in our khutbah we talked about Uthman bin Affan, how he so much loved Quran and how he spent a lot for Quran and how he tried and the Quran been compiled into one book. So we need to as well go there and listen to them and see what they have done. So listen and listen to Sheikh, people who read the Quran. You listen to them so that you can become perfect. People like Khalil Qutb, people like Ayman Rushdie Al-Suwaydi. They are all reciters of the glorious Quran. Look around you in your neighborhood or look at masjid for people who are passionate about Quran and seek inspiration from them. Look at them, seek inspiration from them. That way you will be talking more about the Quran. You'll be reading something about the Quran. Almost every day, your love for the Quran will grow unconsciously or subconsciously. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Number five, let the Quran determine your actions and principles. Act like companions of Quran is important because their characters were determined by Quran. So you should yours and mine. So do yours and that of mine as well. This is to say there is do's and done in every field or profession. Every act has special language, which although a layman may not understand or may understand, expert in their field understand it better, are able to educate the masses about their effort. And that's why you see them doing a lot of effort to make sure that you understand it better. You decide to be a companion of the Quran, it is no longer about halal or haram. It is about what is acceptable in the companionship of the Quran and what is not. In the eyes of the true companionship of the Quran, it is not about what the trend demands. It is about what the code of conduct of the Quran companionship dictates for you. And that should be your life. And that is what you should do. And that is what how you go about your daily life. You will need to learn the protocols of the companionship of the Quran. Similarly, the ethics of the companionship of the Quran, core principles of the Quran companionship are humility, devotion, selflessness, sincerity, self-consciousness, and above all, giving unconditionally. One of the books that are beneficial in this regard is a book of Imam al-Nawawi. The book is titled The Etiquette with the Quran. This is something that you can as well look for it and get it. Inshallah ta'ala, it will help you. This classical book was translated by Sheikh Musa Forbes. So you can get it as well, inshallah, without hesitation. It will help you, especially those of us that are becoming lovers of the Quran, day in and day out. Number C, listen to qualified reciters. Listen to Quran reciters, good reciters. Fill your heart with more love for the Quran. It helps you continue to learn from others. For example, you listen to people like Khalil Kufr. You know, when you're reading the Quran, you take the one after the other. You will see him say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. Arrahmanirrahim. If you're reading like that. Or maybe you are passionate about people like today. You begin to read the way they read. Or listen to them passionately when they say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. If it is this the way you are passionate about, follow him. Or you want to read like Shireen in Makkah al-Makarramah, one of the Imams. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. These are things you can listen to them and continuously walk, recite like the way they recite. Or maybe you like the recent one that a lot of people love so much, Mahir al-Ma'abid. He's also one of the Imam of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Or you like that of Sayyid Khalid, one of the Imam of Haram as well. Or Muhammad Ayub, or Muhammad Matruf. They are all there for you to listen to them. It helps you to continue to learn from others. It is also reinforced what you already know in terms of tajweed application and it enriches your reading time. It will help you as well. So brothers in Islam, you see many a time we try listening to them and sometimes it comes into our mind even when we are not even ready. Even despite the fact Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has also blessed us with our own style of reading, inshaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So brothers and sisters, I will always encourage you to listen to him. Also, I will also encourage you to listen to Muhammad Sadiq Manshaw. You understand me? It's very, very good you listen to him. It's good. Khalil Qutb, like I mentioned, is good. So brothers and sisters, listen often and often. Huzayfi also is there, one of the Imam of Medina. You understand me? Listen to his qira'ah, very solid. You will learn a lot from him. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So brothers in Islam, you should note that I said listen. I did not say imitate him. Listen to him while reciting so that you learn. The best recitation is the one you do with your natural voice. Do you understand me? The voice Allah has blessed you with it, you know, beautifying the Quran with all the sound and tone and melodious voices are encouraged. Brothers and sisters, you have to do that so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, so that you want to be among the true companions of Quran. You need to kiss goodbye to music. You need to what? What did I say? You need to kiss what? Goodbye to what? To music. Put the Quran in your mobile phone. Why are you wasting your time you have? Even those people that you are even imitating, the law, the Quran is a teaching. Have you ever seen a non-Muslim? You listen to the Quran, you say, oh, leave it. Have you heard me wrong? So many times. So it is better for you to try and put some an-nasheed that doesn't have music attached to it. Then the Quran is also there with you. So it is not about halal or haram. It is about taking your devotion of the Quran to the highest level possible. This will be okay for you. Lastly, number four, making friends with the companion of the Quran. Friends have a greater impact on us. They consciously or subconsciously influence our many of our decisions we make in life. When you are surrounded by friends who share same interests, we love Quran. I come to Abu Bakr, we discuss Quran. We went to Musa, we discuss Quran. We went to Jibril, we discuss Quran. Every time, Quran. My love for Quran will continue increasing, isn't it? So when you go making a friend, anytime you speak with a friend, the only discussion is how the Igbos are being carried about. The only discussion is, oh, that guy is okay. The only discussion is to know how to do all sorts of things that are forbidden in Islam. Then certainly you're going to have a trouble in your heart. All your friends you have is how to slander, how to backbite, and how to lie, how to not even find or give excuses to a brother. As soon as you hear about him, you conclude. When you hear anything about anybody, have the courage to meet him. I had this, I have this. Is it true or not? Because a lot of tales are outside. Rumors have been spread day in and day out. Day in and day out. Without verifying, you will take it to another person. Which is very bad. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So you can see, you need to surround yourself with good people that have value. You're going to be inspired most of the time and do good work, and you need to undertake it. In other words, if your friends are positive people, you will find inspiration in them. Pay attention to inspiration. I didn't say motivation, brothers. I say inspiration. They will motivate you, because the only one who can motivate you effectively is your own self. It's your own self that can motivate yourself. Isn't it? Membership. It's yourself that can motivate yourself to be good or to be bad. Or to read from one side to the other area. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So the next part, that you want to be companion of the Holy Quran, does not mean that you will easily encounter companion of the Quran. It will be a lucky if your family members happen to be passionate about Quran, or your wives, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, whatever is passionate about the Quran. Either way, you need to make friends with people who are passionate about Quran with sincerity. In the hadith of Qutb Imam Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everyone will be with those whom they love. Do you understand me? Everyone will be with those who they love. Are we together? Everyone will be with those who they love. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So you want to be resurrected with the Quran, don't you? Do you all want to be resurrected with the Quran on the day of Qiyamah? Certainly, I know all of us will say yes. Therefore, you must associate yourself, your activities with the companion of the Quran. To achieve that, you do not make a deal with someone you know to be passionate about the Quran. So you meet up in schedule time and read the Quran often and often and often. You know, Quran on the day of Qiyamah will be what will intercede for you on the day of Qiyamah. Quran will intercede for you because you used to read it often and often. not only in the month of Ramadan you should be reading the Quran, brothers of Islam. So in conclusion, brothers of Islam, seven things, qualities and habits which is observed and achieved, you make your way to the companionship of the Quran, inshallah. The seven qualities and habits are not only qualities, you need to observe the entitlement for the companionship. But I believe they are among those crucial ones. If you follow them critically, inshallah ta'ala, you will be better in your life. You may need to take gradual steps to achieve all the seven qualities together. The most important is when we achieve them, we maintain the rest of the other of our life, inshallah. So pray Allah to make us among the companions of the Quran, those who are the people of special ones, may we live by the Quran, end our life from the companions of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala grant us mercy and understanding of Islam. May Allah preserve our life. May Allah better our life. May Allah better our faith. May Allah strengthen the Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala guide all of us. May Allah Ta'ala make us better Muslims. May Allah accept our fasting as an act of ibadah. May Allah distance us away from shaitan and shayateen. May Allah strengthen the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah guide, protect all of us. May Allah Ta'ala make us a better servant. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك كرامة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.